Ukrainian officials say another round of intensive Russian aerial bombardment has hit the capital, Kyiv. For now, they say the defense systems are coping with the attacks. The strikes happened just hours after Russia agreed to extend a deal allowing Ukrainian grain to pass freely through the Black Sea for another 2 months. Andrew Simmons reports.
The skyline above Kyiv shows which direction this war is heading. Ukraine's military says the intensity of attacks from the air is unprecedented. Yet most of the damage caused in this latest wave of airstrikes appears to have been limited because of the success of Ukraine's air defenses, particularly the US Patriot missile system. Inevitably, debris often lands in residential areas. Here's what remains of one Russian missile.
There was a very powerful explosion. Then I saw the smoke. I found out the debris fell down on the garages. Mine is nearby. I can see the missile debris here now.
Terrifying for civilians, maybe, but for now, many lives are being saved. Ukraine's military says 29 out of 30 missiles were destroyed in this spate of attacks. Russia dismisses such claims, one comment saying Ukraine is claiming to have taken out more missiles than were actually fired. Among the latest military action was an explosion that derailed a train carrying supplies of grain in Crimea, territory which was annexed by Russia in 2014. The rail company is reported to be treating the explosion as sabotage. On the issue of grain supplies comes a positive development on diplomacy, an agreement for Ukraine to export millions of tons of grain through the Black Sea has been extended for 2 months.
Considering appeals by our partners, we have supported the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's initiative announced yesterday to extend the deal for 2 months more. But it should be clearly understood that these 2 months are going to be the decisive ones.
But other attempts at diplomacy in this war are failing. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba met with a Chinese diplomat on Wednesday but dismissed any peace deal that would mean Ukraine giving up territory to Russia. For now, Ukraine is still getting ready for a counteroffensive. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera.
OK, for more, let's cross to Moscow and speak to Yulia Shapovalova. How is the extension to the grain deal going down in Moscow, Yulia?
So despite Russia kept saying for weeks about a lack of consensus and seemingly insurmountable obstacles, the deal has been extended at least for 2 months, as we know. We don't hear much from the Russian side. There are just some official statements, so to speak. We've just heard from Foreign Minister Lavrov. He said next 2 months will be decisive for the deal and that its extension is not related to the presidential elections in Turkey. Obviously, it's evident, of course, how important for Mr. Erdogan is to successfully broker the grain deal as he continues running for president. And Erdogan also said that Turkey received guarantees from its Russian friends for the safe departure of Turkish ships from the ports of Nikolaev and Olbia in Ukraine, because earlier Deputy Foreign Minister of Russia Sergei Vershinin said that Turkish ships could not leave the ports due to security reasons because of mined areas and dangerous fairways. Also about reactions, according to Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova, Russia makes real steps with not just words but deeds to help ensure global food security. First of all, to help countries most in need. But she said Russia would stick to its demands and all the distortions in the implementation of the grain deal should be corrected as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, Vasily Nebenzia, Russia's parliament representative to the UN, said Moscow agreed to the extension of the grain deal as it hopes that the problems in its implementation will be resolved. So as we see, Russia continues to demand the fulfillment of its conditions. Moscow repeatedly criticized the implementation of the agreement, saying that the conditions are in favor of the Ukrainian side. But Russia also has its interests. And talking about Russia's demands, back in April, the Russian Foreign Ministry announced 5 conditions for the extending of the grain deal. And all of them have to be observed, of course.
Yulia Shapovalova in Moscow. Yulia, thank you very much indeed.